BBC News with Tom Sanders. A combined military campaign is underway to drive Islamic State militants out of the western province of Anbar. A Pentagon spokesman said that, as a first stage, probing operations are taking place close to the occupied city of Ramadi, but he declines to confirm a Shia militias group's assertion that the city was already surrounded by pro-government forces. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
The Pentagon spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said that Iraqi forces and the largely Shia Popular Mobilization Front had begun what he called probing and reconnaissance operations close to Ramadi, moving out of the town of Habaniya. But he was critical of the name given to the operation by the Shia militias, which focused on a grandson of the Prophet, particularly important to Shiites. That was unhelpful, said Colonel Warren. Washington has long been concerned about the potential for sectarian conflict in largely Sunni Anbar, and is also trying to recruit Sunni tribes in the area to assist with the fighting.
The internationally recognised Prime Minister of Libya, Abdullah Al-Thani, has escaped unharmed after would-be assassins peppered his car with bullets in the eastern city of Tobruk. Mr. Al-Thani told the pan-Arab news channel Al Arabiya he was lucky to be alive.
My car left the House of Representatives headquarters and we were startled by a heavy stream of bullets being fired from cars. But thank God we managed to survive. They tried to carry out an assassination and this resulted in the injury of one of those accompanying me. As for the rest of us, thank God we survived this attempt.
Police in the Afghan capital Kabul say heavily armed insurgents have stormed a guest house in an upmarket neighbourhood of the city. An official said security forces had been rushed to the Wazir Akbar Khan area and the fighting was continuing. A BBC correspondent near the scene said there were several explosions and heavy gunfire in the district where many embassies and homes of senior government officials are located. The American city of Cleveland has agreed to have its police department overseen by an independent monitor. Under an agreement with the US federal government, the police department will undergo training on the use of force and other reforms. Nick Bryant reports.
Cleveland's police force came in for biting criticism from a Justice Department investigation that revealed instances of officers shooting suspects in the head when deadly force was not justified, and also of dealing heavy-handedly with the mentally ill. In recent days, the city has also seen angry protests following the acquittal of a white police officer accused of manslaughter after the fatal shooting of an unarmed black couple in 2012. In a deal reached with the federal government, the police department has agreed to implement comprehensive reforms, under which its officers will receive training to minimise racial bias.
World News from the BBC. The authorities in India say the number of people who've been killed from the effects of a heatwave sweeping the country now exceeds 1,000. The government is advising people to stay indoors or carry water with them. Sweltering conditions are forecast to continue for the rest of the month. Police in Brazil have arrested a former boss of the Neapolitan Mafia who'd been on the run for more than 30 years. Pasquale Scotti was the former head of the military arm of the Camorra. He's expected to be extradited to Italy in the next few days. Mira Davis has the details.
Pasquale Scotti had been on the run since 1984 when he escaped from a hospital in southern Italy, despite having been wounded in an earlier shootout with police as he was arrested. Convicted in absentia of several murders and extortion, Scotti was considered one of Italy's most wanted men. According to police in the northern Brazilian city of Recife, Scotti was identified and detained after a long surveillance operation involving Interpol. The 56-year-old is reported to have been living in the area for several years under a false identity and was arrested while taking his two children to school.
An appeals court in the United States has backed a bid to halt President Obama's plans to protect almost 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. Judges ruled that Mr. Obama's move should stay on hold while a legal challenge worked its way through the courts. 26 states, led by Texas, want the president's actions to be ruled unconstitutional. And the Parliament of Madagascar has voted to impeach the country's president, Air Razoun Armiampian. All but four of the 125 MPs who voted supported the move. They accused the president of violating the constitution and incompetence for failing to establish a high court or implement promised reforms. Earlier, the United States expressed support for the president and called on the Parliament to put stability first. BBC News.